When Captain Bradford decided to attempt to escape with the rescue boat which Johnson sailed to within a few miles of the Magic Island, Mrs. Gregory and the captain planned to send a code message to Johnson and have him standing by to help them when their fuel ran out. However, it was discovered that even though the captain's formula put all the chemists to sleep in the laboratory, the other Euclideans are very careful in their watch over the island, and the radio message can't be sent from the boat. Jerry and Joan take a desperate chance in going down into the lower levels of the island, and in trying to escape from one of the Euclidean guards, they are climbing down the inside of an elevator shaft when the elevator starts down after them.
Jerry, that car has passed the fourth floor.
Can't you get this door on the sixth floor open?
No. We must just go down as fast as we can and hope the elevator does not catch us.
Come on, then. Hurry it up.
I am hurrying, Jerry, but that car sounds very near.
Well, if we have to, we'll yell and give ourselves away.
It would do no good. The inside of the car is so noisy we could not be heard.
Hey, Joan, the elevator stopped.
The guard is leaving the elevator on the fifth level.
He's gone now. Well, I guess he decided we were on the same level with the laboratory.
That does not seem right, Jerry. The guard would know we could not be on that level. There is something else happening.
Hey, what was that for?
That was a general alarm for the laboratory on the fifth level.
Well, let's do something about it.
There is nothing we can do, Jerry. But we must hurry to the bottom of this elevator shaft and try to reach the power chambers in the sub-levels.
Let's hurry it up, then. I'm getting mighty tired of playing tag up and down this little steel ladder in the dark.
We have only about 40 feet to go now, Jerry.
Oh, that's nice. Just about 40 feet more down this ladder. What do we do when we hit the bottom?
There is a steel floor at the bottom and doors open on all sides of the shaft. I will show you which one to use.
I'll be glad to see any kind of a door that will open when we want it to.
If you would talk less and move faster, Jerry, we would soon be down.
Okay with me. Here goes for silence and action. Hey, you stepped on my fingers.
I thought you were going to hurry.
I'll show you some hurrying. Oh, boy. I'm down on the floor.
I will be there in a moment, Jerry.
Hurry it up.
Oh. Oh, Jerry, that was a long climb, was it not?
Sure was.
We will try this door directly in front of us. Do not use your flashlight, Jerry. We must only feel our way in the dark until we are in a lighted passage.
Okay. How do you open this thing?
Just push it gently, Jerry. It should be quite noiseless.
Well, I'll try it. Yep, it moves all right. Hey, look, Joan. There's a crack of light around the edge of the door now.
Open it very carefully, Jerry. It is possible there will be a guard stationed there.
I'll sneak it open. There it is. Now, that's open far enough to get out through. I don't see anyone yet.
Then it will be safe to go out into the passageway. Go on, Jerry.
Okay. Nope. Not a soul in sight.
Close the door carefully. I think it is noiseless, but we must take no chances.
Right. There it is. Now where?
As you can see, this corridor or tunnel runs around the outside of the lowest level in the island proper. We are now 100 feet below the level of the surface of the island and about 90 feet below the water level.
And these power rooms we're trying to get to are still further down?
Yes, there are two sub-levels under us. The rooms we are interested in are in the first level, directly under our feet.
Then let's get going and do something about it.
We will go carefully and swiftly around this curving passageway to the steps which lead down into the power rooms. And then...
Well, what if we run into one of these guards?
Oh, there is no if, Jerry. We will meet one of them.
Oh, that's nice. What do we do with him?
We must put him to sleep with a ray gun.
Yeah, but what's he going to be doing all this time?
We must give him no chance to do anything. As we start to walk from here, you will walk in front of me. I will point my ray gun at your back as if you were my prisoner.
Well, don't forget. We're just playing that I'm your prisoner.
Oh, do not worry about that. When we meet the guard, I will tell him that I followed you down here and captured you. Then I will find some excuse to walk back here, and he will start the other way with you. That will give me an opportunity to use the ray gun on the back of his head.
All right. Then after this guard goes to sleep, what do we do next?
As this is a 300-second ray gun, the guard will only sleep for 5 minutes. In that time, we must go down into the power rooms, pass such other guards as we have to, shut off the power, and escape from this level.
Oh, and we've got 5 minutes to do all that in. Hey, what are we doing in our spare time?
I think that will take nearly all of the 5 minutes.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Well, come on. Let's meet this guard and get it over with. Hey, that means the chemical laboratory again, doesn't it?
Yes, Jerry. Something very important is taking place there. That is the second alarm. And that means that everyone on the island who can is to rush to the fifth level at once.
Oh, how about these guards we've got to meet around here? Will that alarm also get them out of the way?
No. The guards will not leave their places for any reason. But the alarm will call everyone not on guard duty or in the confinement cells.
Say, how about those confinement cells? If everybody on this island is a Euclidean, why do they have to have those guards all over the place and so many cells?
There are a great many people here who are not really Euclideans. Captain Bradford was very near the truth when he said that many of the island people must be no more than prisoners. That is exactly what they are. Prisoners who are made to do all the hard work at the bidding of the Euclidean scientists.
They're not getting much action, whatever it's all about. Let's go and get this over with.
You walk a few steps ahead of me. I will hold this ray gun carefully trained on your back. Remember how you are to act as we meet the guard.
I got it. Come on.
We should meet him just around the curve in the passage. Say no more until we arrive there.
You will stand where you are. Do not advance another step. What are you doing in this passageway?
I am Cleostra. This man is my prisoner, guard. I am taking him to the general control chambers for questioning by the Euclidean Board of Governors.
Hey, now look here. I wasn't doing anything. I was...
Silence! What was this man doing here, Cleostra?
I was instructed to guide him to the chemical laboratory on the fifth level. He has an antidote for the sleeping gas which has overcome the scientist.
Well, what if I have?
Silence!
Okay.
Proceed, Cleostra. What is this man doing here?
I took him to the fifth level as instructed. There he broke away from me and reached this level before I could overtake him. For some reason, he has refused to take the formula which he holds to the laboratory.
Why is that, fool?
Because if those Euclideans never wake up, it'll be too soon for me.
So, I think I...
No, not that guard. He must be taken unharmed before the remaining scientists and compelled to deliver the formula. Then he is to stand close by and watch it compounded in the laboratory. This is to prevent any treachery.
That is well ordered. If he escaped from you once, how can you be sure of delivering him safely there now?
Oh, she can't be. It'll take more than a girl with a ray gun in her hand to take me anywhere. And if she uses that thing on me, I'll only go to sleep for 5 minutes. I'm kind of tired anyway.
I have a plan, guard. You take this man to the scientist. Your ray gun will put him in a far different kind of sleep if he resists you. I will attend your station until you return.
It is well. These men in the laboratory must be revived at any cost. I will take him. Precede me, fool. And remember, that this ray gun will put you to sleep for 1,000 years. Walk quickly. That way.
Okay, okay. But you don't have to get so rough about
it. Silence! I will return soon, Cleostra.
That is well. All right, Jerry. You may turn around now.
I hope I can turn around. Yep. My neck moves anyway. Boy, when I heard that ray gun start crying up the back of my neck, I sure got a scare.
He will sleep nicely there for 5 minutes, Jerry. Now we must hurry on.
Boy, he didn't make a sound when he fell on this noiseless floor. Say, talking about making a sound, wouldn't they hear that ray gun down in the power room?
No, Jerry. The power room is not noiseless. It is another room that is kept deliberately noisy, so the human ear will learn to distinguish the sounds of the various machines and whether or not they are in perfect operation.
Okay, come on then. Let's beat it for the power room.
And when we get there, we will just have to walk boldly in. I know the location of the principal switches and valves. We will have to move rapidly. You must do as I tell you about everything you touch. Then our chances of escape will be a matter of seconds, possibly a fraction of a second.
Did you ever try to cut a second up into little pieces?
Of course not, Jerry. But a second does have an element of time within its limits, which gives the human brain scope enough to encompass a considerable flight of mental activity.
I got it. A second gives you long enough to think about all the other places you ought to be when the ray gun starts on you.
Come, Jerry, this is not the time for joking.
I sort of figured that out for myself.
Quiet now. There is the door of the power chamber stairway. We must descend one flight.
All right. Do I just jerk it open?
Yes. Open it barely a crack at first. We may see something of advantage. Slowly and carefully now, Jerry.
Gee, what a place.
It is wonderful, Jerry. There is enough power generated here to light a city in your world.
Boy, I believe it. Well, what do we do now?
Let me see. Yes. Do you see those two large valves at the foot of the steps, to your left?
Yeah.
You will open those wide and do it quickly. I will open all the switches on the master panel in the center of the room. Then we must run madly back up these steps and out.
But, hey, you're going to take the dangerous part. You'll be farther from the door.
No, Jerry. It will take you longer to open the valves. Now, ready?
Ready.
Then, we go.